In this audio boo, you will get to hear a sample of a role play in IT Essentials. Part of the IT Essentials course is for students to learn how to deal with challenging customers and how to correctly behave themselves when working on a help desk. If you'd like to know more about the IT Essentials course or any of the other courses offered by the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired, please go to www.cavitraining.com. That's www.cavitraining.com.
I guess I shall go first.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, let's here we go. Let's show them how it's done, because you've done it before. I think I've got a problem for you. So I'm gonna do the first one with Michael, and then we're gonna have other people do the other ones with other people. Does that work for you, Michael? It's not gonna be a difficult problem, I promise.
Okay, sounds good. I guess all the practice I need. So,
well, there you go. All right, here we go. So I don't know who you're working for. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello. Good afternoon. This is Acme Computing Services. How can I help you?
Yeah. G'day. I'm having trouble getting on me big pond.
Your big pond, sir? What do you mean, sir?
You know, the big pond thing. The thing you log onto and you can see all those Sheilas with not much on. You know, the big pond.
Are you talking about the internet, sir?
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, well, mine's a big pond. I mean, me mate's got a TPG and the other bloke's got a, one of the other ones. But yeah, that's, it's a big pond. Yeah, that thing.
Okay, and is your computer on right now, sir?
Yep. It's got more lights on it than a Christmas tree on acid.
Okay, and are you able to get over to Internet Explorer and go on to Internet Explorer?
Yeah, well, I clicked on that and it says the page cannot be displayed. I mean, come on, I've been working a long, hard day. I just want to sit back and watch. I just want to sit back and read my email.
Gotcha, okay. And when last did it work properly for you?
Oh, well, I think it worked last week before Shirley took it on that trip to Townsville. And my brother said I had to press some effing key on it. Now I've pressed every effing key on the keyboard. But it hasn't done anything. So I don't know what he's on about these effing keys. But Shirley took it on the plane, and it's never been the same since. Usually you just turn it on, and, like, the internet comes up. Well, it doesn't do that now.
Okay, and this is a laptop, sir?
Yeah, it's one of them little ones. I got it from the government on some farm assistance thing last year. Didn't stop all the cows dying, mind you. Not a bad laptop, though.
Okay, sir, can you go to the desktop?
Well, it's already sitting on a table. Oh, you mean the thing with all the pictures on it?
Yeah, that main screen where all the icons are. Yeah, can you go there for me?
Yep.
Okay, hold on, please.
Yep, I'm gripping the edge of the desk here. Sorry, do you need to put me on hold?
Well, I just want to know, do you see anything on the desktop that says Wi-Fi?
Well, actually, now you mention it, there's a little, like, picture with, like, two computers that's usually down the bottom. That's not there. In fact, it's been gone ever since Shirley took the thing on the plane. She always breaks my stuff. What do you think's going on? I've given you a few clues. Or have I lost my connection to the server?
We lost our tech support.
Yeah, he seems to have disappeared there. Okay, we'll have to see if he comes back in a minute.
Oh, sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you. Yeah. Any idea what's going on? I've given you a few clues.
Oh.
He's pressed every F and key on the keyboard, and it's been on a plane. What do you think's going on?
I think the Wi-Fi was turned off with the FN plus F2 key.
What?
Yeah, try
you're
pressing...
You're saying my wife is turned off? She's fine.
No, your Wi-Fi, your internet Wi-Fi, wireless internet is turned off. So you have to hold on the FN key, function key, along with the F2 key, and see if that turns it back on.
Mate, that just turned it off. It had a picture of a little sleepy bloke on it. Hang on. So you reckon if I press FN and one of them keys along the top, that should fix it? Except the F2 one that just put it to sleep.
Okay, let's try to press it again. Hang on.
I'm looking. No, press it again. It went to sleep. Wake the stupid thing up again. Right. Hang on. Oh, There's a picture of an aerial on the F6 key. I'll try that one. Oh, yeah, there it goes. Thanks, mate. It's all working fine.
Okay, glad to help you, sir. I hope you enjoy using your internet from now on.
Thanks a lot. Have a nice day.
You too.
All right, there we go. There's the first one, done and dusted.
Yeah, I was kind of thrown off when he said he wanted to connect to the pond. I'm like, I have never heard that expression before, you know?
He gave you a clue, though, the FN key.
Yeah, because I was just thinking of hitting the F2 key alone, which, you know, sometimes you get confused. You don't know whether to hit that alone or to hit the FN key. But I was thinking I was probably wrong because you do have to, I guess the F2 key would be for something else until you hit the FN key.
Well, no, because it's not always FN F2. It depends on the laptop model. So you've actually got to get them to look for the picture of the antenna or the Wi-Fi signal, because on Asus equipment, it's FN F2, but that's not to say that it's going to be FN F2 everywhere else. Sadly.
That's true.
All right, anybody got any feedback for him? I think you did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I think you did well. You didn't react to his sort of going off track and talking about the Sheilas and everything. I think you did good.
For Americans, Sheilas are females. It's an Australian term, just in case you don't know what they are. Because it's, not a word that you guys would use too much.
Sort of derogatory, kind of like babes, isn't it? Or something like that.
Yeah, it's probably not the nicest term you could use. It's not the worst.